With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. A cause celeb of the 1950s died in April. He was John Henry Folk. You might recall the folksy humorist from the Hee-Haw TV show. Folk told of his blacklisting and his suit against the people who falsely accused him of having communist ties in his 1984 book called Fear on Trial. Falk had his own show on WCBS Radio in 1956 when his nightmare started. I spoke to John Henry some years ago.
I mostly told stories. The CBS is the one that brought me up here originally back in 1946 when I got out of the Army. I'd never contemplated being an entertainer or a radio and television man.
A group called Aware denounced Falk as being pro-communist. He filed a libel suit. Before the case went to trial, CBS fired Falk.
Well, I had a great big apartment with 3.5 bathrooms up here on the west side. I was chopping in the right tall cotton. It was such a small thing to pay. You understand, it wasn't an act of courage on my part, and it wasn't an act of heroism, a desire for heroism on my part. It was something that I felt I could do, that I was right about.
John Henry Falk won his suit against Aware, but because the main defendant died, Falk was never able to collect his $3.5 million judgment. He denies he was ever un-American.
How can you be un-American? My Aunt Edith said, well, I'll tell you how you can be un-American. Go to that old University of Texas. It's just a cesspool of atheism and communism, and they make you sign your name test papers. You come from monkeys, they won't give you no passing mark.
John Henry Falk returned to his native Austin, where he died of cancer at the age of 78. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Henry Falk died in Austin, Texas last April at the age of 78. He was best known as a humorist, but his 1964 book, Fear on Trial, is a frightening look at the McCarthy-era paranoia that cost Falk his career. Falk lost his job as a performer on WCBS Radio in New York after he filed a libel suit against a group which accused him of being pro-communist. He eventually won the suit, and though he lost his job, he kept the support of his friends. I spoke to Falk in 1983.
There was old Ed Murrow, there's Walter Cronkite, there's Charlie Collingwood that adored me, see. They stood right with my close friends and people whose good opinions and respect I cherished. And I was top flight with them. They gloried in my battle.
Exiled back to Texas, John Henry Falk ran for Congress and lost to Phil Graham.
I had been doing a show called Hee-Haw, and being on Hee-Haw in that district is kind of like being mentioned in the New Testament favorably. I mean, it does bring you great good fortune. And I'd spoken for all the Chamber of Commerce and everything and was kind of the epitome of a beloved citizen. So I thought, until I announced against Brother Graham, and it changes altogether. The same people that stand in line to get your autograph. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wouldn't say I'd vote for you. I ain't going to say I'm going to vote again you.
John Henry Falk's blacklisting was a scandal, but
I live a good life now. And get to be on shows like yours.
John Henry Falk, author of Fear on Trial, dead at 78. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.